This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Going to get back into the Super Bowl with Will Brinson from CBS Sports coming up at 9:25. But joining us right now is Will Dawkins, GM of the Washington Wizards. Made a lot of moves last week, Will. What was the week like for you?
We weren't messing around.
I mean, we did the show on Friday. We did the Altcast, by the way, and you guys had like only six or seven guys available. It's crazy.
I think it was eight to start, and then by the end of the game, I think you had
because George got hurt.
Six bodies available.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, it was a busy week. It was a busy week for us.
Well, that's why they brought you in here, because you were going to just tear it all apart.
Did it work out the way you expected, you hoped, or did you leave some stuff out there that you were also hoping to get done?
Yeah, I would say the deadline is always wild. As you guys saw from some other teams, there was a lot going on. I think there was a shift overall in the NBA, but for us, we wanted to be active. It takes two teams and sometimes three and four to make deals happen, and a lot of times it comes down to the wire. So we felt that we were pretty fortunate to get what we got done. We obviously let some helpful players that I'd love to thank for their time that they were here with us, but at the end of the day, where we are, the organization and the life cycle you guys are talking about of building it back up, we needed to shift towards more long-term stuff, and I think we accomplished that.
Now, are these mostly phone pitches or these texts or emails? Like, how does it take me through, like, a typical deal? Like, do you have to, like, be on the phone with the other GM or whoever's crafting the deal on the other side of you, whatever team you're dealing with? How does it work?
Yeah, so believe it or not, draft day the movie isn't necessarily accurate right on everything when you watch it and how you communicate back and forth. But it's mostly Michael Winger and I. We have a big crew, a big staff that prepares us and makes sure that we're ready. So we have a lot of scenarios already planned out, and it's kind of on us to execute it, but mostly through phone calls, to be honest. A lot of times it could be quick follow-up texts just to lock it back in and make sure we're not missing anything, but then it gets to the emails where the deal's actually made. But for the most part, we're lobbing back and forth, a lot of phone calls, and making sure that we're keeping both of my phones charged at all times.
Now, going out and getting a Chris Middleton and going out and getting a Marcus Smart. Now, Smart's been hurt. Middleton's been hurt. We were just kind of talking about the lack of bodies you had on Friday night and into Saturday night. When do you expect those guys, those veterans, to come and kind of help out the young guys and replace some of those minutes?
Yeah, I think the cavalry will be coming after the All-Star break.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that we assess them properly, get them healthy, and start making sure that they're ready to go post All-Star break. So I expect that to be closer to the time where we see the full group together. But fortunately, some of the deals have gone through that hadn't gone through by the time we played on Friday and Saturday, so it made it a little tougher.
Right.
But everything's official, so we'll have 15 guys at least on the roster for tonight. And then once we get back from the deadline, pretty much everybody should be back and healthy, and but not the deadline, the All-Star break. So we should be able to kind of see that group. And like you said, adding those veteran players to come in and support as well with Malcolm Brogdon, like that's really going to help our young guys.
How many teams were interested in Jordan and maybe even Brogdon since they're veterans? And Poole had a great game on Friday night, man. He just couldn't miss. But were they calling you about those guys?
Yeah, I would say we get a call on a lot of our veteran players, as you can imagine. I wouldn't go down the deals that we didn't do or we could have done, but I'd say there's interest league-wide on the guys that we have, and that's a good thing. But we also have interest in them, and we also value them, and that's why we kept them here and look forward to what we have with them into the rest of the season.
Talking to Will Dawkins, the GM of the Washington Wizards, powered by Verizon. All right, let's get into some of the players. One thing I'll say is the young guys play hard. And we saw A.J. Johnson for the first time on Friday night, one of the new guys who was acquired. He makes the fourth first-round pick from this draft on the team right now. And he wasn't shy. He came in. I think he jacked up a shot the first time he touched the ball. Mm. He had a dunk. Tell us about A.J. Johnson.
Yeah, that's a tough one when you get thrown in day of as you arrive and do your physical and haven't really got a chance to learn the offense. But he's someone that we track during the draft process. Our scouts travel all the way out to Australia to see him practice, see him play. And the youth, the hunger, the athleticism, the quick twitch was something that we had rated pretty high. As you guys know, we feel pretty good about the three guys we actually drafted. But AJ was someone that we liked in the draft as well. So where we're at, giving ourselves another opportunity for a young athletic wing, I think that's important to us. With AJ, he spent most of the year so far in the G League, hasn't had a great opportunity with where the Milwaukee Bucks were to play impactful minutes. So we'll try to get him up to speed here in D.C. and give him a little bit of opportunity at the end of the season. But we look at him as someone that's going to have a really good summer and lead in the summer league and kind of build his way back up, kind of like a redshirt year this year that he's had so far. So we got to ramp him back up.
Hey, Will, thank God you're actually smart, because I'm looking on realgm.com and I'm trying to keep up with all the first and second round picks you guys have acquired up until like the year 2031. And I'm just going to read a line of your 2028 second round pick and you help me make sense of it. Less favorable.
Okay, I will try.
Your 2028 second round pick, less favorable of Washington and LA Lakers than other to Orlando via Washington to LA Lakers. To Orlando via LA Lakers to Washington. Denver 34 through 60 via San Antonio to Sacramento. Golden State via Portland. I mean, my head is spinning. That's just one second round pick. How do you make sense of all of this jargon? Because I don't understand it.
Well, first off, I'm not that smart, but I'm smart enough to have good people around me who can really understand.
All right, good.
Make sure that they break it down to me. But I would deduce that down a little bit. The main parts that you don't need to follow is where the pick came from, because that's when you get caught up in the minutia.
Okay.
At the end of the day, in 2028, we have the worst pick between us and the Lakers. The other one goes to Orlando, like you're saying, so just cut it out at that point. So if it's us or the Lakers, whoever has the worst record between the two, we get that pick.
Okay.
And then the second pick is Denver, 34 to 60. So as long as they're not 31, 32, 33, which is the bottom three team in the league in 2028, and we receive that pick pretty much wherever it lands. Hey, so those would be the two picks.
It's still confusing.
All right.
Hey, since you mentioned the Lakers, I know we're mostly going to talk about the Wizards, but give us a GM perspective. Did you catch any whiff of that Luka deal before it happened?
Yeah, how surprised were you?
And what's it like dealing with Rob Pelinka? Like, we remember him when he was playing at Michigan, right? He was a backup, Fab Five and everything like that. He looks like a slicky boy, like L.A. out all the time now.
But the jacket he was wearing. Cost like $5,000.
Like, fill us in on Pelinka and how shocked you were by that deal, if you were shocked.
Yeah, I'd say where we're at as a team, we're a home that really helps teams that are trying to win now. And we have space and money and players that they want. So we were talking to every team. We were pretty involved and had an idea of what was going on. I think the reputation we've built is that we're a trustworthy place and a lot of our information doesn't get out when you deal with us. And that's important to us. So Deals where all-stars and Hall of Fame players are being shipped around, I've been a part of them. Those are hard to do, and you really have to trust the teams you're working with. And at the end of the day, I think they did what they thought was best for them, both Dallas and L.A., and good relationship with Nico, good relationship with Rob. Those guys are high level, and I hope it works out for both teams.
We're joined by Will Dawkins, powered by Verizon, the Wizards general manager. So that last sentence or two that you mentioned was makes it sound like there are other teams out there, not the Wizards, that are leaking information all over the place. Like, it sounds like you've got everything nailed down. You don't have a lot of people like out there, you know, like spreading rumors. But there have to be like a handful of teams that are kind of loose with the information.
Somebody's texting Shams.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Hey, I know the way that Michael wants the organization to run, and yeah, where I've come from, that stuff's important to us to be good partners, and that's important to us.
Well, so I don't know where you guys rank in terms of age, because you guys have so many young guys. I mean, I know that Middleton and Marcus Smart coming in, and you know, there's a 10-plus year veterans, but I mean, what's the average age of this roster right now? It seems like there's a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, it is young. It's definitely youthful. I think what's most important is going to be the age of the playing group. Yeah. If you look at the 10 guys in the rotation, we'll be a bottom three team just in terms of age. So for us, it's weird. I was talking to Coach Keefe the other day after our first game, and you watch AJ go out there like you guys saw him, and it's like, okay, he played hard. He didn't really know the rules, but like he wasn't scared. Like, that's impressive for a rookie. And then we look and we're like, Keyshawn and Bub are rookies too. And right, we're asking them to guard LeBron and Evan Mobley. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, those guys are further advanced as their rookie year and 50 games in. So like, those are the contributions we were looking to make. And hopefully Alex is back soon and he can get back on the floor. So for us, our guys that are playing are young, and it's coming to a benefit of us because it's just expediting their development. So the playing group will be top three youngest, probably number two. But overall, we're still top 10 youngest team. But we want to play those vets because they're going to help us on the court.
Right.
But also bringing in Chris and keeping Malcolm and bringing in Marcus. Like, those guys can compete on the floor, but also be really good in the locker room and help these guys learn and be mentors and have their back. Because physically, they're getting tested right now. But when you have Rashawn and Marcus Smart out there, like, you got some boys that will fight with you.
Talking to Will Dawkins, GM of the Wizard, powered by Verizon. Let's talk about Keyshawn in particular. I know we're all hanging out doing the alt cast on Friday night. EB kept comping him to Robert Horry, which, you know, great player, won a bunch of rings. The guys put up 24 points in January against Phoenix. So far in February in four games, he's been double figures three times. What's the upside on this kid?
Yeah, we kind of felt pretty good about Keyshawn once we got him in. We felt he went a little later in the draft, and we got lucky to get him where we could. He's someone that we've probably asked to do the most, play different positions throughout the day, throughout the year, from one all the way to the four. He's 6'8", probably 6'10", with his hair out. but defensively, at the beginning of the year, we threw him out there, and he probably led the league in fouls. I think he was number two for a while in fouls per minute. But we knew by the end of the season that would be an advantage of his. And what we've seen the last 3 weeks defensively has been really impressive. And I think he's just grown more and more confident on the offensive end. He's one of our best decision makers. His plus minus when he's on the court versus off the court is one or two on our team right now. Like, he just finds ways to impact the game. And that's without him shooting at an extremely high clip, which at the end of the day, I think he will. So we're excited with how Keyshawn has progressed throughout the year, and I think the last 30 games, he's really going to take it to another level.
Do you like my Robert Horry comp?
I like it because he's an all-around player, and you can put him with any lineup, and he's going to make that lineup better. So from that aspect, yes. But I think he'll have the ball in his hands when it's all said and done a little bit more.
By the way, Jason's big on where are people from, and he always says where they're born, not necessarily where they grew up. Mm-hmm. He's Swiss, Jason. Did you know that?
I did know that. I remember looking it up.
That's right.
Yep.
Does he speak
French too?
Yeah. Fluid French, yes.
Yeah, you got a bunch of Frenchmen.
He's fluid French, so he fits in pretty well with Bilal and Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to that other guy, though, that you guys traded for and then you just waived him? I was like, that's another Frenchman.
Sissoko?
City Sissoko? Yeah. A good young player. We just had another deal lined up, so we couldn't keep the roster spot. But he's someone that had played with the G League Ignite and had an opportunity there. And I actually had seen him play in Africa a little while ago. So very well aware of him. He's the type of player that you would take a spin on. But unfortunately, we needed the roster spot.
Is everything kind of going according to plan? Did you panic, by the way, when you won three in a row? And you looked like you were going to win four in a row.
I would say what we planned for the beginning of the year was to develop and create the environment to a place that we're developing habits and giving guys opportunities to be unique. I think the coaching staff's starting to put it together. I think some of our players are starting to put it together. And no, I never panic when we win a basketball game, especially when we win it the right way. We welcome that.
Yeah.
What'd you do for the Super Bowl? What was Will Dawkins' Super Bowl experience like?
So we were, 4 or 5 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl as a Bills fan. The whole family was going 2 weeks ago. And in typical Bills fashion, couldn't pull it out. So we played it calm, had the family at the house, watched the Super Bowl. We were pulling for Jalen Hurts. As you can imagine, my whole family's from Oklahoma and went to OU and worked there. So we were pulling for Jalen Hurts. He's just a special young man and got to watch his story. So my house was happy watching the Super Bowl last night.
Oh, man. I forgot that you were a Bills fan. Yeah,
we thought you were a Patriots fan just from being.
Unfortunately hate not. Heartbreak again.
You missed out on all those titles.
Yeah,
I got to watch the parade 3 times down my street, though, if that counts for anything.
Well, I'm sure that was fun.
That's got to be brutal.
So who's going to guard Wemby tonight?
Rousing. Unfortunately, Alex won't be back. I was looking forward to that matchup. Right. So we'll throw a couple different bodies at him, maybe throw some zone out there. But they've added to their team, so I'm looking forward to seeing how fast they are with Fox.
Throw Vooch in there. You got guys. You throw out there.
Hopefully Keyshawn's back tonight. We'll just mix it up.
Right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, and real quick, how is Sar going to be out until after the All-Star break probably with the ankle?
So he's getting really close. He's going to do some full court work today and tomorrow. Obviously, he was playing really well at the top of his game before he got injured, so we want to make sure that he's just healthy. I think the goal was to try to get him out there on Wednesday, but if not, I do think he'll be able to be there by Friday. So
okay. We
want those guys to enjoy their All-Star experience, and I'm happy for Alex, Bilal, and Bub to get that opportunity because that's special.
Well, Will, I'll say this. We were all really locked in on Friday night watching the game, and the guys play hard.
Yeah, they did.
I'll say that. They play hard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, that's the first step. Play hard, play smart, play together, and then we'll continue to develop and add more talent to the team as we go along.
All right, man.
I appreciate you saying that.
All right.
Are you guys coming tonight?
Well, I said I need wood seats.
It was rumored, but then we didn't get the tickets.
I need wood seats. Well, you got the power.
We don't have them.
I'm going to talk to our people. We got to get you guys there tonight.
Yeah. All right, let us know. If not tonight, we'll go to the next one. Just let us know.
Wednesday.
Fair enough. All right. We'll get it done.
Thanks, all right. Will. Thank you, brother.
It's Will Dawkins. All right,
guys. Thank you.
Powered by Verizon. Good guy.
Good dude.
So, look, it's a process. But, you know, we had Jimmy Patsos on during the Altcast on Monumental Sports 2 the other night. We talked a little bit about the OKC team. And it didn't take 5 years for them to turn around. It took 3 years, but Jason keeps pointing out, but they got Shea.
Right. That's a huge piece.
He probably developed a little quicker than they thought.
Right.
I mean, he turned into a Hall of Famer in 3 years.
Yeah. It's pretty good development
for them. But I didn't want to say it to Will, but especially the first half of that game, it was a pickup game.
It was.
I mean, there were so many turnovers, and what was the average?
Sloppy.
What was the average amount of time per team per shot? Like
about
3.5 seconds.
7 seconds, maybe.
If that. Yeah. I mean, it was a pickup game.
I remember there was one possession too, where do you remember like they're kind of kicking it back and forth? It was like turnover, shot.
Right. Three.
But Jordan Poole, you said he couldn't miss the other night. I think he missed 16 shots.
I was just trying to give him props.
Yeah.
I realized he took a bite. But you know what? Wasn't that his career high?
Yeah, 45.
Career high.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back into the Super Bowl. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, next here on the Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.